May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So last Sunday evening, we had a wonderful service here in the church. We had an All Hallows Eve service for the kids, and they came, and Kat had organized the liturgy, and the kids came dressed up in all their costumes, and it was great seeing them all standing up in front of us. But part of the liturgy that Kat designed for us was that at the beginning of the service, she'd put out bits of paper in all the pews and pencils, and she asked us to write down something that we were frightened of. And then the bits of paper were collected. And then halfway through the service, Kat and I stood in front of the altar, and we took turns reading out the things we were frightened of. And each time an item of fear was read out, the congregation responded, saying together, "Love is stronger than fear." So what I discovered was that arachnophobia is a major issue for our congregation. I'm frightened of big spiders, I'm frightened of hairy spiders, I'm frightened of small spiders, I'm frightened of black spiders. But interspersed in between the spiders were some really poignant things that people were frightened of. I'm frightened of getting ill. I'm frightened of terrorism. I'm frightened that I might not be the person God wishes me to be. And then, of course, there was at least one about the election. Wait, I'm frightened that either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will be elected. But I have a solution to this problem. Now, last Sunday, Kat said that our tax-exempt status forbids the clergy from giving advice about who we should vote for. But I'm going to break that. I'm going to stand up against the might of the federal government. So when you go into the polling booth, pick up your pencil and do the following. Write, "Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, followed by the words, "Not Brexit, but USA exit," and rejoin the empire. So this election was actually the first time as a new US citizen that I have voted in a presidential election. And I told the people, because I voted early, and I told the people, and they said, "Oh, congratulations." And as I was voting, I was aware that the last time I voted in a general election was in the British general election of 2002, when Tony Blair was elected Prime Minister for the second or third time. And as I was thinking about my dual nationality as both a British and US citizen, I was reminded that All Saints Sunday reminds me that as a follower of Christ, my true citizenship lies not with Britain or America, but lies in my citizenship in heaven with Christ. But my citizenship as a follower of Christ trumps either my British citizenship or my US citizenship. And this last point was brought home to me many years ago when I went on exchange as a seminarian from the seminary I attended in Oxford to the Episcopal Seminary in Berkeley, California. There was, in my year, another foreign student who also came to attend. And he was from Burma, Myanmar, and his name was Mon Do. And he, in those days, Burma was still was a closed society, an authoritarian military society. And he'd been smuggled out by the Episcopal Church to come and do some further study. He was already ordained as a priest. They brought him out to give him some further training. And he and I, our work study was being janitors as good immigrants. We knew how to work hard. And he and I would mop the floors of the hall of residence. And as all good janitors do, occasionally we would lean up against our mops and have a little chat. And one day I asked him, fairly on in our time there, "Do you miss your home in Burma?" And he said these words that have stayed with me ever since. He said, "I don't, because my true home is with God in heaven. And for him, it was probably just a throwaway remark, but for me, it just stayed with me and has stayed with me forever. That as Christian people, our home is with God in heaven. It's not that he was saying, or I mean, that our home isn't here on earth as well, but we are dual citizens of both heaven and earth. And the gospel message is for us to bring the values of the kingdom of heaven and make them real here on earth. And in our gospel reading today, we hear the manifesto of what it is to be a citizen of heaven. We hear from Luke's gospel his version of the Beatitudes. We're much more familiar with St. Matthew's version of the Beatitudes. And we hear today what scholars call the Sermon on the Plain, which again is a version, a much shorter version, of the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's gospel. And we hear Jesus affirming God's perennial concern and care for the poor and those in need and those who are suffering. We hear him give a warning to those of us who are well-fed and comfortable to not be indifferent to those who are in need. And then we hear him lay out his plan, his path for us as followers of Christ. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes your cheek, offer the other also. If anyone takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. It sounds so high-minded, doesn't it? So kind of unrealistic, such kind of wishful thinking. Except that today we celebrate the lives of the followers of Christ who have made these values real in our world. They've made these values real, not by argument, not by clever TV adverts, not through political debate, but we celebrate the lives of the saints who have made these values real by giving evidence of them in their own lives and death. And now it is our turn to take up their mantle. We are the present generation of the followers of Christ who are called to walk in their footsteps. Being a saint isn't about having some magical property or element to your character. It's about voting. It's about voting not every 4 years at a presidential election, but it's about voting every day with your lives, voting every day by the decisions you make, by the words you use, by the way you treat other people, by your ethical decision-making, by the way you spend your money. Every day we are called to vote to be a saint, to vote to say, I am a follower of Christ, to vote to say, I commit myself to Christ. So get out there and vote. Amen.